Kof Hei Tishrei, Thursday the 4th of October, Rabbi Yoni Rosenfeld, the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov and the rest of the year.
Good morning, Rabbi Sai, B'shus Avi Moiri, Morim Rabbanan. So, the Rambam tells us, right in the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga, there are three mitzvahs that a person must do when he comes up to Yerushalayim on Yom Tov. There are three mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Re'iyah, the mitzvah of Chagiga, and the mitzvah of Simcha. Re'iyah is you must go with the korban. The mitzvah of Chagiga is you have to shecht it over there and eat. But then there's another mitzvah, the Torah's Mechayev Us on Yom Tov, called Simcha. What is this mitzvah? You have to bring more korbanos. These korbanos are called Shalmei Simcha. You have to go and you have to eat it over there. The Gemara in Kiddushin, on Daf Lamed Daled Aleph, tells us that women are chayev in this mitzvah. It's a brisa, and women are chayev in the mitzvah of Simcha. So much so, the Gemara in Kiddushin on the next Amud, Amud Beis, asks that if women are chayev in the mitzvah of Simcha, let's learn out that they should be chayev in all mitzvah seishas mangrama. Because the mitzvah of Simcha is a positive commandment, and it's time-bound, it's only certain days of the year. So frek the Gemara in Kiddushin, women should be chayev in the mitzvah seishas mangrama. Answers Abaye, no. Isha ba'ala v'samcha. A woman, it's not her mitzvah to be happy. It's her husband's mitzvah to ensure she is happy. So you can't learn from here, the chayav in all mitzvahs. The mitzvah's on the husband, not on her. File and save the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Rishonim raise a major problem. Because the same person, Abaye in Kiddushin, says the opposite thing in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Heyom Abayis, right at the bottom, going to Vavim with Aleph, Reb Zera asks, the Mishnah in Chagiga says, what age is a father chayev to bring his son up to Yerushalayim? Rashi explains, there's only a mitzvah in chinuch, they're before bar mitzvah. When does a father have to bring his son up to Yerushalayim? As chinuch for aliyah leregel. Says the Mishnah in Chagiga on Daf Beis, from the time that a baby is old enough to hold his father's hand and walk from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. If he's too small, he won't be able to do it. If he's at a certain age, he's able to hold his father's hand, Yerushalayim to Har Habayis, he can do it. Then the father's chayev in chinuch habonim. Asks Reb Zera, how did the baby get to Yerushalayim? You're discussing from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. How did the baby get there? L'chora, the mother's not here, the mother's at home because she hasn't got to be here. Pardon? Says Avaye, Ad kan du mechai ve'eme v'simcha as ye'ema. The mother, who's chayiv in simcha, brought the baby to Yerushalayim. The question just is, can the baby make it with his father from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis? But the mother, who's chayiv in simcha, came with. So the Rishonim asked this question. Abaye in Kiddushin said that women, they're not chayiv, it's the husband's job. But Abaye in Chagiga said, a woman is chayiv. Here the Rishonim, it's their job to be miyashiv. Comes Tosis in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, the Shem Rabbeinu Tam, who explains as follows. The mitzvah is on the husband. The husband must go and buy a korban, pay for it, bring it to Yerushalayim and shecht it. And he must give some of his korban to his wife. And his wife is mechuyevus to go. Now the Torah never told the woman, you have to go to Yerushalayim. There's no such pasuk and no such mishnah. The Torah was mitzvah the baal, you must ensure your wife has to come. So Abaye in Kiddushin who said the mitzvah's on the husband, it's beautiful. The husband has to do everything. But the woman in Chagiga who came to Yerushalayim, she comes, machmas the husband's chiyuv. There's no specific tzivui. There's no command, there's no pasuk on her. She comes through her husband. That's how Rabbeinu Tam is miyash of the Gemara's. She has to eat her husband's korban. But Rabbeinu Rashi HaKadosh in Chagiga and Daf Vav, in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Vav, and over there in Kiddushin, does not say this. In fact, Rabbeinu Rashi says, do you know how a husband makes his wife happy on Yom Tov? He buys her clothes. That's what you do. In Bavel, there was Big Day Tzivonim, you saw Big Day Pishlam. Well, depending on where you are, that's it. You know how you make your wife happy? You buy clothes on Yom Tov. Pardon?
New jewelry.
You, I'm the Kavachoyma jewelry. But at least clothes, Mistamba. Mistamba, at least. Pardon? Shoes, ich bin nicht darauf, probably, if it makes her happy. So this is what we have over here. We have a Rashi who tells us you make happy with clothes. So in Chagiga, on Daf Vav, she's coming to Yerushalayim. Why is she coming to Yerushalayim? According to Rabbi Natar, do you know why she's coming? She's coming to eat the carbon. According to Rashi, there's no carbon over here. Even when the Beis HaMikdash is Mekuyim, the Pnei Yeshua says, she is a Mechayeves to eat the carbon. It's a mitzvah and a mevcha. But the husband can be yotzei his din by buying her clothes, according to Rashi, even when the Beis HaMikdash is Mekuyim. Rabbeinu Tam does not hold of this. But Shittas Rashi is, even during the Bezman HaBayish, you can make it happy with clothes. So Rashi comes to Yerushalayim. So the Acharonim, I saw the Aruch Hanan, Rosh Hashanah, and Abba Acharonim also say, she takes her new clothes with to Yerushalayim, and she's happy with her husband there. Okay, so that will be Shittas Rashi. The husband has to go and buy with his own money her clothes to make her happy. She has to take those clothes and come with to Yerushalayim. So it's not, there's no tzivoy on her. The mitzvah is on the husband to buy his wife clothes. She has to come to Yerushalayim with the new clothes. The question is, why? Why is she coming to Yerushalayim with her new clothes? They will look just as good in London as they will in Yerushalayim. Why is she coming? According to Rabbeinu Tam, do you know why she's coming?
Sure.
To eat the korban. According to Rashi, why is she coming with her new clothes? So I saw a svara, and I believe it's true. When the Torah said the mitzvah of simcha, the Torah did not say it's a mitzvah that everyone does individually. For example, you have a family. The Torah says keep Shabbos. So each one has to keep the Lamata as well. It's nothing to do with each other. But when the Torah said there's a mitzvah of Simcha, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, V'samachta ato u'beisecha v'alevi v'ager v'yosem v'almanah. It's a klalistika Simcha. It's a Simcha of people coming together. It's a family deal. When the Torah told the husband to make the wife happy, the Torah did it with Chochmah Atzama. Because the Torah understands, the Torah is teaching us better, that the way of a Jewish simcha is each party gives something. And when everyone gives, it becomes a shared simcha. It's not I take for myself, it's I give. And every member of the family has something to give. The husband has to give his wife clothes because she has to make her happy. But do you know why she has to come to Yerushalayim? Because he has a mitzvah to be happy. And his simcha will not be complete unless his family and his wife are there. She is the key to his simcha. That's why there's no tzivoy on her. The Torah never said, go to Yerushalayim. It's a rare mitzvah, in my humble opinion, that the Torah told the husband, you have to make your wife happy by buying the clothes. Now, in turn, you have to go to Yerushalayim and eat your korban. According to Rashi, the woman doesn't have to go. So why is she going? She's going with the clothes. Why is she going with the clothes? Because the Torah understood that she has the key to his simcha. And if she doesn't go, it's not going to be a family simcha. His simcha won't be b'shleimus. That being the case, we'd see the tzura of the Torah of the simcha. It's not enough that I'm happy on my own and you're happy, there you are, and bother with your clothes. If my wife doesn't come with me, I'm posh and not going to be happy. So we see from here the tzura of the Torah simcha, and this could be the pshat in Rashi, why she comes to Yerushalayim, because she has to fulfill a simcha. There's no tzivi on her. There's no possible mishnah telling a woman, you have to go to Yerushalayim. But the Torah said the husband has to go and the husband has to be happy. That being the case, she has to go. But there's no tzivi. So you can't learn from here, she's chav mitzvah seish hazman grama. That would be too far. But we see from here, from the Gemara and Chagiga, she has to go. That's the halacha by women. What about us gentlemen? What is our mitzvah of simcha and yom tov? Says the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Vav, Halachat Zayin, Halacha Yud Ches. A person has to make his home happy. He can't just be happy for himself. Agav, by the way, he also says that a person has to give to Yisoyimim and Almonos and Aniyah before Yom Tov. That's a Chiyuv Mikadim. But a person has to make sure everyone's happy. Says the Rambam, how do you do it? The men have wine, the women have clothes, and the children, nuts, sweets, whatever makes them happy. Atkan Divar Rambam and Hilchas Yom Tov Reinet. The Rambam got this, says the Magid Mishnah, from a Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kufiyas Amad Alf. The Gemara there says, V'samachta b'chagecha. Frek the Gemara, how does one accomplish simcha? Says the Tanakhama, Yayin, you have to have wine, blanket rule, men, women and children, wine. Rabbi Huda argues, and says, no, whatever makes them happy. Men, wine makes them happy, women, clothes, and children, nuts. If you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, in Mitzvah Aseh, Mitzvah Nundalit, where over there, the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Simchas Hayom. The Rambam says, a person has to have meat and wine. Says the Rambam, Umash nischayv yoisa hayayin, ki hum miyuchad simcha. Wine, wine's more than everything. Because wine is special in simcha. Why is wine special in simcha? That beats everything. Pardon? Very nice. What's the beer? What? Okay. But why? What's the beer? Why is that a siva for special simcha? It's true. Yain is ein simcha, and nefesan yatzasoid. But why is that a siva for such simcha? It's more miyuchet. Why? What's the hesba? And the answer to this question will also answer another question. What's pshat and the tanakam in psachim? Rabbi Huda says, do you know how to make people happy? Whatever makes them happy. I think we understand this svara. Whatever makes a person happy, give them. It's very simple. Says the Tanakhama, no. Wine. Rabbi Huda is glut. Whatever makes them happy, give them. Says the Tanakhama, no. Blanket wool rhyme. Why? Why does the Rambam say it's more miyuchad? I saw a beautiful svara. But I want to add on my own, if I may. I saw a svara, and this is, I think, a physical fact. What's the difference between wine and every other delicatessy, any other delicacy, any other food, any other sweet thing, a steak that I might like? A person says to his wife before Yom Tov, I like steak, please bring me a steak. She says, of course, no problem. Let's try and understand this. I like the taste of a nice steak. So when you fulfill my taste buds' requirements and you give me what I like, it makes me happy. Why? Because I like the taste. I like the taste of a chocolate cake, whatever it is I like the taste of. A woman likes clothes. You give her clothes, she'll be happy. But wine's different to all these things. Because wine, even if you don't love the taste so much, has the koyach to affect the person for the good and make them happy. The Shulchan Aruch says, right at the end of Hilchas Yom Tov, Taktuv Chaf Tes, that when a person drinks wine, it has to be done in the correct way. Of course, the Kot Mitah Rivos, it has to be done in the oifen of the Torah and Halacha. That being true, and of course that being true, it's very simple to understand the koyach of yayin. Because when a person drinks wine, although the taste might not be his preferred taste, but we all know if it's done properly, it has the koyach to make us more leibedik, it has the koyach to bring us more simcha, we have the koyach to get in and leibedik and sing and dance, it has that special power to it, not because I like the taste, but because of the effect that it has on me. That's mistoma what the Rambam means in Mitzvah Sein and Dalit when he says, Yain is more miyuchad. Because it has the koyach to lift a person up and make him leibedig, make him geschmack. A steak, as great as it may taste, will not do that. It fulfills your taste buds, and that's it. When it's over, it's done. But yain can make a person leibedig and geschmack. That might also be the svara of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says, give each one what they want. Says the Tanakhama, no. It needs to be summits in the Tzameach, be'etzem. It really lifts me up. Good. But why? Why did the Torah mechayev this level of simcha on Yom Tov? Why isn't enough? Just stop, I'll have a steak, I'll have something that makes me happy. Why was the Torah mechayev me such a level? To understand this, I think we can explain the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Where Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of simcha. There might be an inyan of simcha. Menucha, the simcha ola yehudim. There might be an inyan. But in halacha, I don't think you'll find a chiyuv of simcha on Yom Tov. The Shulchan Aruch brings, and Siman Reish Nun, Seif Beis, Yarbe Bebasa V'Yayin on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, sorry. In Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Reish Nun, he says, Yarbe Bebasa V'Yayin. But if you look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Tov, in Tavkuth Chof Tes, Seif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayef Liftsoyal al Shniki Karos Lechem, V'likvoy al Karsud al Yayin. On Yom Tov, you mechuyev to have wine. And on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Yechayev, this is Yarbe. And the Shachin Yeredei and Tzimun Shin Ben, one of Seif Katan Zayin, says you're not mechuyev to have wine on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, there's a chiyev. Why? What is the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? On Shabbos, we're celebrating three Shabbosos. Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos afternoon. On Friday night, we're celebrating the first Shabbos. The first Shabbos was the Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis, When Hashem made the world in 6 days, the seventh day he rested. Last Shabbos we celebrate that. On Shabbos morning we celebrate Matan Torah. Because the Torah was given on Shabbos, according to everyone. It's machlokes what date it was given. Everyone holds the day was Shabbos. And Shabbos Mincha, we celebrate Shabbos Le'asid Lavoi. If you ever wondered, on Yom Tov, every Shmoneh Esrei is the same. Every Yom Tov. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, every Yom Tov. Atah Bechatanu, Ya'alevi Avoi, V'Hasiyenu, it doesn't change. Shachris Mincha Mariv. Shabbos, every Shmoneh Esrei is different. Nothing is the same. Friday night is Shabbos Day, Shabbos Day, Shabbos Mincha, everything changes. Why does it change on Shabbos? And on Yom Tov, everything changes the same. Because Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Etzem. On Lao Shabbos, we celebrate the Shabbos of Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's why we say, we're going back to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. That's Friday night, Lel Shabbos. On Shabbos morning, we're celebrating the Shabbos of Matan Torah. That's why we say, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. Moshe was having when he kedam, kililti first, no shirt, b'shas aloi, ba'oim del fanach al arsinai. We're celebrating the Shabbos of Matan Torah. And Shabbos mincha, Shabbos shudas rava de rav ravin. That's ready la'asid lavai. That's ato echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, his name is one. That's in the future when the whole Welt will realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Yaakov Avanav Yanuchavoy, Klal Yisrael come together, and that's La'asid Lavoi. That is already Rava de Rav Ravin. Yom Tov is something else. It's a chiddush, but I think it might be true. You know what Yom Tov's about? Yom Tov is about reliving the Beis HaMikdash. Rachman al-Etzlan, we have no Makom HaMikdash. We haven't got korbanos. Avoida on Yom Tov is to get to that level of Makom HaMikdash. To get to that level that we attained when we were in Yerushalayim HaKodesh on the Shalosh Regalim. What happened when we were there? I was never there. But I want to tell you, if I may, what the Rishonim say. The Sefer Chinuch in the midst of Ma'aseh Sheni says, if you want to know the Shalosh HaMitzvah, go to Ma'aseh Behema. So you go there. Mitzvah Shin Samach of the Sefer Chinuch says that the mitzvah of Ma'aseh Behema, the 10th animal you have to go to Yerushalayim, what's the reason? Because when a person has to go to Yerushalayim the whole time, he's got Ma'aseh Sheni in 1, 2, 4, and 5 years of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, he's got Netzer Revai, he's got Ma'aseh Behema, he's going to be in Yerushalayim with all his food. He'll probably end up living there, or sending someone in his family to live there. And because the Yerushalayim, this is Sanhedrin, Yikru Musa, he'll end up learning Torah, says the Sefer Achinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Samach, and this way, every single home in Klal Yisrael will have a Talmud Chacham in it. That's what the Sefer Achinuch writes. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to go to Yerushalayim. You'll be so amazed by what's going on, you'll end up learning Torah, you'll become a Talmud Chacham. But I think there's more we can say than this. Toysis and Mother Basra, on Daf Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph Divra Amaschil, Ki Mitzion Teitzer Torah says, that when a person went to Yerushalayim, Yechavin Liboy, he somehow was able to have Kavana, Li'ir Shemayim, Lomo Torah. Suddenly he came to Yerushalayim, and it was suddenly Yerushalayim. He became a Talmud Chacham. All this amazement that happened. And that he brings a Sifri that says, by on the Pasuk, by Ma'aseh Sheni, Lamad Tilmad Yiras Hashem Lekecha. Why are you learning Yiras Hashem from Ma'aseh Sheni? What's the reason? Because when you came to Yerushalayim, you know what happened? It wasn't your choice. You ended up having Yiras Shemayim. You ended up elevating yourself spiritually. Even if you didn't want to, you ended up doing it. How do I know this? Because 2 days ago we read in the Torah, Sham Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek. Says Rashi, what's the meaning of Sham Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek? 2 days ago we read this. Says Rashi HaKadosh, he brings a Sifri. Zevulun did business. They lived on the seashore by the Mediterranean Sea. And Goyim came to Eretz Yisrael, to Zevulun, to do business. Zevulun was successful, they gave money to Yisachar, that was the shitfus. Goyim came to Eretz Yisrael to do business with Zevulun in Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi in Parashas Nezoisa Bracha, the Goyim came and said, you know what? We've slept all the way here. We might as well go to Yerushalayim and check out what's going on over there. They went to Yerushalayim, Goyim, and they saw everyone serving one God. Everyone's eating one food. V'sham miskayrim! And they ended up being miskayrim over there. That's what it means, Sham Yisbuchu Zivchei Tzedek. Because the Gemara increases on the Ches says, "Bizman abayis, when a goy converted, he had to bring a korban." Rabbi Sai, if we think about this, do you know what a deal it is to convert? The guy came on a business trip. He came to Yerushalayim and said, "You know what? I'm going to convert." The halacha is, when a person converts, they can't touch their daughter. They no longer have any siblings, any children, a wife or parents. Do you know what mesiras nefesh is for a goy to convert? He changes his whole life forever. He can't touch his daughter. Mesiras nefesh. But why? Because he came to Yerushalayim. A guy, his whole life is over because he came to Yerushalayim. You know what happened? You became elevated by a korchach. I think this could be the reason, Rabbi Yisrael, why we have to drink wine. Because just like in the Beis Hamikdash when we came for Aliyah LeRegel, we had this spiritual elevation. We have got no korbanos. We have no Beis Hamikdash. But you know what the closest thing to this is? To have some wine. Because when a person has wine, he has the koyach to elevate himself spiritually. The Gemara in Yuma, under Ayin Vav on the base, asks, why is wine called Tirush? Yeah, wine is called Tirush. V'asafta d'ganecha, v'siroshcha d'yitzarecha. Why does this word come from? So Rav Kahane in Yuma, under Ayin Vav on the base, and also Sanhedrin, explains that sometimes the word has a Vav, sometimes it doesn't have a Vav. Why? If it has a Vav, it can be read Tirush. Without a Vav, it can be read Tirush. Says Rav Kahane in Yuma, Zocha, if a person zoicha to have wine properly, nasa rush. Tirush, he becomes the head. Lo zocha, if he didn't drink wine properly, nasa rush. He becomes low and impoverished. Explains from Haral in Sanhedrin and Chiddushi Agadah's over there. Yain is a dova pnimi. Yain is something that has the koyach to come inside and lift us up. A steak, as great as it may taste, has got no such power. But wine is the koyach to bring us up. Do you know what on Yom Tov we're doing? We're not doing what we do on Shabbos. On Shabbos we're going back to Maaseh Bereishis, to Matan Torah, and trying to feel the Asid Lavoi. On Yom Tov we're reliving what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, we're such an aliyah. We have to revive that. We have to relive that. How does one do that? One does that through the koyach of wine. If one does it, because that's Moshe of Yisrael, one does it properly, they will no doubt elevate themselves. That could be the sibba why there's a special din to have wine on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. Or being Messiah if we may, with the Shayon Agev is Manazeh. That was all Hilchas Yom Tov. Today, practically, is there a mitzvah to be happy? I'm walking down the street, is there a mitzvah to be happy? So I asked a few people what they thought about this. And most people responded with the following pasuk, which we probably all know about a pair. It's a pasuk in Parashas Kisavli, in Perek Chavches, pasuk Mem Zayin. Towards the end of the Kalalas, the Torah tells us in Parashat Kisavu, Tachas, Asher lo avadat Hashem elokecha b'simcha v'tirevad mirayf koil. Do you know where these klalas came? Unbelievable, because there wasn't simcha. Dovid HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf, we say every single morning, if there is Hashem b'simcha. L'chayra, you have to have simcha. However, if you look at the Mefarshei HaTorah over there in Parashat Kisavu, I think you'll see this isn't so poshut. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains that when the Torah says, Tachas asher avadat Hashem lekecha b'simcha, it's not talking about when you walk down the street you weren't happy. It's talking about b'shas a mitzvah. When a person would do did a mitzvah, that mitzvah he didn't do b'simcha. And Rabbeinu Bachai says the same thing. And I didn't see any Rishonim argue on this. Rabbeinu Bachai says so much so, not just at the Klal HaKam that you weren't doing mitzvahs b'simcha, but he's moitzi and gemayim taking yisoid from this. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, every single mitzvah has two mechinas. There's two parts to every mitzvah. The one is the maisa, the action. Did you put tefillin on or not? We have to put tefillin on. But there's a separate mechina. There's a mechina of simcha. And every single mitzvah must have simcha in it. Based on this Rabbeinu Bachai and the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and by the way, where did they get this from? I'm assuming from the words, Tachas Asheloi Avadita. It's like you didn't walk down the street b'simcha. You weren't serving Hashem b'simcha. Based on this, there's only a makar for doing a mitzvah b'simcha. But if a person isn't doing a mitzvah, there's a reason to be b'simcha? I don't know. If you look at the Pele Yoyetz in his Maimah of Simcha, he explains how in fact there is an Indian to be Mesameach, and to always think how lucky we are to be Avdei HaMelech, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam, the end of Hilchas Lulav, brings the Pasuk, and says how a person has to do all mitzvahs b'simcha, and the Magen Mishnah is Moisef from the Rambam, in the end of Lulav, and he explains how every simple mitzvah we do can't be a burden, has to be done b'simcha. But what about when a person isn't doing a mitzvah? He's pushing, spacing out, and walking down the streets. So I think the answer to this might be as follows. Is there a second where a yid isn't doing a mitzvah? Can that be? If you look at the second Biur Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the second one, page one, second Biur Halacha, he brings a Rishonim already. There are sheish mitzvahs tamidiyas. There are six constant mitzvahs. Is there ever a time a person can't do one of the mitzvahs to the ice? A person, Rachmana Litzlan, in history might have been kidnapped, taken to a faraway country, he's potter on tefillin, he's potter on tzitzis, potter on kashrus, he's posher, kidnapped. It doesn't potter you from loving Hashem. It doesn't potter you from knowing there's Hashem. It doesn't potter you from knowing that there's no other God. It doesn't potter you from the Surah Chilal Lavan Lechrein Echem. It doesn't potter you on Yechud Hashem. A person can always and should always be besimcha. Because is there ever a second he's not doing a mitzvah? Avadanisht. A person always is. I want to end off by saying as follows. There is a memra, a sprach that people say. The sprach goes like this. Mitzvah gedoyla liyos besimcha tamit. And I personally, I'm nobody, I was personally bothered, is this a minor chazal? Where is it? This morning, I typed it into Eitz HaChacham. The makar for this is Rabbi Nachman from Breslov. In Likutei Maharan, Tinyoma, Torah Chaf Dalet. He says it there. And there are Sforim who quote it. And I saw others from saying not to say such a thing, because it doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch, or Rishonim, or Chazal. To be stam b'simcha tamid, Rabbi Nachman, a great man, Zechusa Yodan Aleinu Amein, he said this. It doesn't appear in Chazal, Shulchan Aruch, Rishonim, or Poiskim. To be tamid stam b'simcha, there is an Indian. Rabbi Nachman says such a thing. The halacha is, Rabbeinu Bachaye, the Orachayim HaKodesh Pshat in the Pasuk, when a person's doing a mitzvah, then there is a mitzvah to be b'simcha. If not, I don't know if there's a tzivui. I don't know if you'll find a pasuk, a Mishnah Chazal telling you this. But Rabbi Sai, we have the Sheish Mitzvah Tzimidius. There is never a second the Yidshu being b'simcha. Be'ez Hashem, Yishul B'Zoicha, to constantly be doing mitzvahs b'simcha.
Amen. Amen.